Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf yud tes. We're starting on the second line from the top of the Amud. We're continuing to talk about one of the five psulim when it comes to hilchot shechita, and that's hagrama. Hagrama, as you recall, means if the shochet shechs beyond the zone of shechita. Yesterday in the Mishnah we had a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda legabe someone shechting in the tabas hagdoila. That's the top tabas above all the other rings. The major difference between the tabas hagdoila and the others was the tabas hagdoila goes around the full circumference, and therefore it's considered to be part and parcel of the kana, while all the lower tabois are like horseshoes, and therefore they only cover 80% or what have you of the kana. To keep the tabas in place, they had some flesh or some cartilage that holds it together, but these are considered to be inferior vis-a-vis the tabas hagdoila. And the machlokes
that we... What is the preferred place to shaft the body?
Sorry?
What is the preferred place?
According to our Mishnah, if you go and shecht in tabas hagdoila, according to Rabbanan, as long as you stay within the tabas hagdoila and don't allow your knife to veer to the right or to the left, just straight down, so that it leaves after the shechita, two complete parts of the tabas hagdoila. Part of it that is to the north, part of it which is to the south of where you shechted, that is perfect. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, even if it wasn't absolutely perfect, meaning even if this knife did veer a little bit towards the north, as when I say north, I mean of course towards the head area, as a result you cut into the tabas hagdoila on the side, so you didn't leave it a complete circle. So as long as Rubai Kekuleda is also enough. We spoke about in the Gemara what happens if you went below the tabas hagdoila, what happens then? So if you go in between one tabas and the other tabas, no problem. If you cut into the tabas itself, we had a big discussion with a Rav and Shmuel hold according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What's the issue? Because since it doesn't go around the entire kana, only 80% of the kana, it's not called kana. So now the question is that kosher or not? So the Gemara concluded at the end, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that it is fine, because he holds Ruba Kekulai, whether you're talking about in the tabas hagdoila or whether you're talking about any other tabas, Ruba Kekulai, you're great. But the Rav and Shmuel disagreed with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda on that second point and said, no, that would not be a kosher shechita. Brother Shai, all of this is fascinating, but this is really just hakdamah to today's Gemara, and we're not going to focus, 99% of today's Gemara is not going to focus on tabas hagdoila. We're going to focus on the shipli koiva and above. I'm just trying to lay the groundwork so everybody remembers what's the connection between yesterday and today. But as you see, right as soon as we begin, we talk about the shipli koiva. What is shipli koiva? Shipli koiva means above the tabas hagdoila, then you have a much larger structure which looks like a cone in shape, and therefore it goes slanting. It's called a koiva, Rashi says, from the Lashon, a helmet, which is above the tabas hagdoila, and as that helmet keeps on going higher and higher towards the neck, towards the mouth, towards the head of the behemah, it slants upward and it reaches till the point of a chuda. Chuda, Rashi says, was like the top of the cone. So we're no longer talking about shechting in the tabas hagdoila or lower than that. We're talking about above the tabas hagdoila. And we're talking about in the shipui koiva area. About that, it says, Rav Nachman, achshir mi shipui koiva ulamata. Rav Nachman says, as long as you're within that shipui koiva, shipui koiva means the slanting of the helmet, as long as you're in the lower part, the Gemara said yesterday that within that lower part there are chiti, the form, the cartilage or the flesh that's inside has a feel or has an appearance to like chiti, like kernels of wheat. That's how it got the name chiti. Anyway, so Nachman says, if you shacht over there, it's kosher v'yosher. Achsher b'shipa koyva lamata, that's considered to still be within the zone. Above the shipa koyva, on the higher part of the shipa of the koyva, says Rav Nachman, that would not be kosher. So that's the focus of
the Gemara. That's above the
above the Tabas Agdol. Exactly right. Shazoki Rav Nachman Achshem Yishibe Koiva Ulamata. He is Machshir as long as you're within the Shibe Koiva area, not the higher part of the Koiva, but the lower part of the Koiva, where it's wider. You shecht over there, you're fine. No problem. Omer Rav Chanan Bar Rav Tina L'Rav Nachman. Kiman Loik Rabbanu V'Loik Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. L'choira, this is not going like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talked about Tabas HaGdoila, where the Rabbanan said it has to be totally and solely within the Tabas HaGdoila. Don't go even a hair above. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, as long as Rubai Kekula within the Tabas HaGdoila, you're fine. And according to Rav Nachman, forget about the Tabas HaGdoila. You can even go above that, into the Shibui Koiva. Eva voy. That's what they posed the question to Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Nachman said, "Ano lechilek yodana v'loi bilek yodana, ano shmeitzi yodana, ich weiss nishveka chilek and ka bilek, I know about shmeitzi." What does chilek u bilek mean? So there are two pshatim. Rashi says the first pshat is that chilek is referring to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan are saying that when you go and cut into Tabas HaGdoila, you're basically being mechalik it, you're splitting it down the middle, don't have to mamish the middle, you can split it down where you have a hair breadth remaining on top of where you cut, and 90% below that. But the point is, you're being mechalik, you're cutting it down the middle, and you're splitting it into two parts. Gesundheit. That's considered that chilek. Rabbi Yossi uses the term bilek, and Rashi says this is related to a term Bulka that we have in Sefer Nochum in the Treyaser. That apparently means not that you make a full cut, but it's a cut that diverts a little bit upwards. Says Rav Nachman, I am not familiar, not that he didn't know, Chamishna. He says, Halacha l'maisa, I do not follow Chilek, that's the Rabbanan. I don't follow Bilek, which is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But rather, I follow Shmaitzi Yadana, the Shtikl Gemara of the Amiroyim that we're going to have momentarily. That's the first Pshat of Rashi. Second Pshat of Rashi is that the word Chivek and Bilek were terms that were used for, perhaps in today's Americanese, we would go and say Johnny and Billy. I don't know about Johnny, I don't know about Billy, I only know the following Shmaitzah that the Gemara is going to quote in a moment. Where do we find this Chivek and Bilek, says Rashi, in the Masechta Sanhedrin? I want to take a quick look at the Rashi. That's the third of the narrow lines. He starts off like we said, like Rabbanan Shemati. I didn't heard halacha l'maisa like the Rabbanan, the Mairi, the Mechalik Tabas l'shnayim. Not like the Chacham that say you better go and cut it down the middle, and therefore don't allow the knife to veer to the right or to the left. That you make a clear, clean cut down the middle of the Tabas HaGdoila. That is, he goes and cuts to the side, to an angle. That's the chilek and bilek. However, Rashi says, it says in the last parak of Kol Yisrael, Yeshlam chilek lo'olam haba, Asidam Yisrael di achli shnei Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come, Klal Yisrael is going to get their just rewards, and they'll be able to have Hano'ah during those years. Upar Chinun and the Gemara says, no, of course, Pshita, Elaman Ochaluhu, who then is going to be Ochal reward in Shnei Mashiach? Otar Chilek Obilek Achli, if Achli, like, you think you're talking about Johnny and Billy? Of course, what was Mashiach made for? It was made for the Eden that went and followed the Torah and they did the mitzvahs. So, what do you have to tell me that Yisrael is going to have that chilek olam haba? Chilek and bilek in academic. Well, if he had dvarim, and therefore we see from that Gemara, Mishnah ba'almahu. The word chilek and bilek is just an expression. I don't know Johnny, I don't know Billy, I don't know Muhammad, I don't know and Sally, I don't know any of these people.
Would the Yiddish version be Beryl Shmerl?
Beryl, perfect. Beryl, or Yankel and Beryl. You're right. Beryl and Shmerl, perfect, perfect. So says Rav Nachman, but do I know? I know Shmaitzi Yadana. I know the Shmaitzi meaning of the Amoraim, and they are Machshir above the Tabas HaGdoila of the Mishnah. Now, where do they take it from? Obviously, the Amoraim cannot argue with the Mishnah. Where they take it from is from Rav Chanina ben Antignois. Who is Rav Chanina ben Antignois? you go back to Yud Ches Amid Beis, the third and fourth lines from the top of the Gemara, you'll see on the third line it says Umugremes his psula. Hey Rab Chanina ben Antignois Amugremes Shehik Sheira. Now what means Mugremes? Mugremes means that it's out of the zone, it's out of, that's what we call Hagrama, and therefore if the Shoichet shechted outside of the zone, Mugremes, it's possible. Now what is the definition of Mugremes? So looking at the Rashi over there on top of Yud Ches Amid Beis, third line, Umugremes, Afilu Ruba B'toicha Tabas, Roiv is inside the Tabas HaGdoyla. Umiyut, only a little bit is Lamal Mi Tabas HaGdoyla, says the Gemara, it's Psula. Now who holds that way? Obviously that's not Rabbi Yossi. That's the Rabban. Oh, those are Takarashi. Milzav Apinafi. Ustami Rabbanan Kamala. This is Rabbanan saying, you go above the Tabasak Doiva, puzzle. And then it says, hey, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, I'm the Gremeshik Shader, that it's kosher. Now you would think that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, that's the same as Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. But says Rashi, no. Al Gremeshik Shader, Zuk Rashi, Bafilu. Even if the entire Shechita went above the... Really? Wow! We thought this is only in the Gemara and the Amiroim. No, this is Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, the Tana, in this Braisa, that Mugremes is kosher, even higher. You didn't touch the Tabas HaGdoyla at all. So where did you go and check? In the Shipui Koiva, because that's the immediate structure right above, like Rashi continues. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah from Bereishis until the end of Dvarim what the zone consists of, where it begins, where it ends. The Torah tells us halacha l'moish b'Sinai that it's mishipui koyva ulamala agmari. Oh, the hagrama only starts above the shipui koyva. Kila kamal, like we're going to see right now. V'achi hilchus, and that's the halacha to call edis hilchusahi. Since it says Heyed, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, instead of Omar, Hey means to say, that's halacha l'maisa. So therefore, our Rabbi Nachman here on the Omer Aleph says, I know about, of course, Chilek and Bilek, meaning Rabban and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, very, very distinguished Tanoim Avada, but they go and constrain and restrain Hilchos HaGrama to the Tabas HaGdoyla. I don't follow that. I follow Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, who extends the zone much above the Tabas HaGdoyla into the Shipui Koiva. Make sure don't go above the Shipui Koiva, because that would already be Mugremes, even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois. How do I know that that's what the Gemara is basing it on, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois? Look at the next Rashi, Shemaita. So Rashi here on Yud Tes Amid Aleph. They say it's kosher even above the Tabas HaGdoyla. But it has to be from the Shipui Koiva and southwards, not northwards. Oh, that's the one that we just saw now. Shechilek Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi. What they consider to be Mugremes, or according to the Rabbanan, even if you're here above the Tabas HaGdoyla, it's already possible. According to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, as long as Roiv is within the Tabas HaGdoyla, even if he has a miut above it, it's still kosher. According to Rabbanan ben Antignois, even far beyond that, you ignore the Tabas HaGdoyla into the Shipui Koiva, as long as you shecht it there, kosher v'yosher l'chatkila mahadim and amahadim. Good.
Yeah.
Brother Shai, are we now on?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So getting back to our Gemara. So Rav Nachman was Machshir Mishiba Koyva. They told him what's mit Rabban Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. He said, I don't know Chilek and Bilek, I know Shmait Yadan. Now we're on line 6. Yom Rab Chia Bar Abba, Om Rab Yoichana, Vi Amri Lo Om Rab Abba Bar Zav, the Om Rab Chanina, Vi Amri Lo Om Rab Yanka Bar Idi, Om Rab Shub and Levi. Mishiba Koyva Lamata, Ksheira, it's kosher. Om Rab Shub and Levi. Mugremes Rabbanan Ksheira l'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Ksheira l'Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois. Rabbi Shimon Levi is basically restating what we just went through, that the Mugremes Rabbanan, what is the Mugremes Rabbanan? That the knife where you shecht it in the Tabas HaGdoyla veered a little bit to the north towards the head of the animal, and as a result, it's gone beyond that tabasak doila, but not a lot, just abyssal. It went and cut in at a slant into the above, which would be the shipa koiva. According to our Mishnah, that, although according to Rabbanan, that would be possible. It's ksheir Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said, all you have to have that is roiv of the shchita isn't tabasak doila. So even if it veers for the last 5, 10, 20% above that tabasak doila, that's okay. So the Megram is Rabbanan.
Why does Chacham not hold like Rabbi Yossi Mechanila that Rov is Mboka Kulo? Why?
Rashi said before this is all halacha l'moshe mitzvah. Therefore, can't ask any questions about the Kulo Teri Kulo they hold of Rubik Kakulo. But here the halacha was, it's got to be Tabasik Doyle,
okay,
not an inch.
That's the answer. Okay.
Good. So that's Ksher Rabbi Yossi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yossi Yehuda considers problematic, which means if you go above the Tabasik Doyle, Roiv, as long as it's me, it we're okay. But if you went roiv above the tabasik doyla, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it is possible. But it's kosher b'chaninim and antignois. Because Rabbi Chaninim and antignois says, like Rashi said, even above that, totally kosher. Great tomorrow, pshita. I don't understand why you had to go and repeat this. I mean, that's a double pashit. No. Now the same Rabbi Chaninim and antignois at Rabbanin koi, kamash mulan. Rabbi Chaninim and antignois yesterday, when he argued with Rabbanin, the Mugremis Psula Sid Rashi, that's the Rabbanan. What is the Rabbanan? That you went above the Tabasik Doyle by shechting at an angle. And the Rabbanan required that 100% be within the Tabasik Doyle, not even 1% above that. So that's possible. So then when it says that Rabbaninim and Antignis argues that it's kosher, who said that it's kosher all the way into the Shipui Koiva? Maybe Rabbaninim and Antignis holds like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as it's not roiv above the tabasik doyle, you're okay. But you do need roiv the tabasik doyle. So maybe that's what Rabbi Chanina Menatignus, when he said kosher, that's what he was referring to, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So how do you know that what is hostile to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is kosher Rabbi Chanina Menatignus? So tomorrow, Naim Hachin, I mean, maybe that's taka, Rabbi Chanina Menatignus holds like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. So to Ein Kain, Heir Alehami Boyalei. Why did Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus have to repeat Al Megremes? Right, the lashon of the Braise is Megremes Psula, and that's Rabbanan. And Rabbanan, when they say Megremes, means even a drop above the Tabasik Doyla, possible. Then what you could have said is, Hey, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Aleha on this halacha that is kosher. Why did he have to repeat Al Megremes Shikshera? Because he wants to go and add something and say, not only is your Megremes Rabbanan kosher, but even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's Megremes is kosher. Because I hold, you can forget about the Basak Doila, just shecht in the Shipui Koiva, and that's kosher, l'chatchila, and everything is great.
If he says Rabbanan is kosher, certainly Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is kosher. Why are we saying it's even beyond that? If the Chachamim require everything to be in Tabasa Gedola, according to Rabbi Chanina Antignus is kosher, certainly Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Huda, who says only a majority, that's certainly Yeshul Chamasai Mana, the Rov in the Tabasa Gedola is certainly kosher.
100%. So we could have learned when it said yesterday, Hey, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Ramashik Sheira, he's referring to that miut that went above the Tabasa Gedola, where the Tanakam, Megremes Psula, that's Rabbanan. They said, oh, you went above, even one here, into above the Tabasik Doyle. It's possible. Says Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, we could have learned. No, I hold Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus is saying, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that if it went above it by 1%, 5%, 10%, that's still kosher, as long as Roiv was within the Tabasik Doyle. According to the way our Gemara is learning, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, he holds that even if you didn't touch the Tabasak Doyla, the entire Shechita was above the Tabasak Doyla, where according to both Rabbanan, even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that would be possible. Feh, you have to go and give it to your klavim or sell it to the Gentiles. Says Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, no, it's kushav yushav, as long as it's within the Shipui Koivu Lamata, because that's what I was makabel from his Rabboisai, and our Gemara said, we take a paschal, and when you're not Antignus, not like the Rabbanan, and not like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that even if it's totally above the Tabasik Doyle, it's Kusha V'Yusha, no. Because we see Rav Nachman supports it, we all know Nachman was one of the preeminent poskim at that time. Chassan the Ben Gesia, he was the Edom of the Reish Galusa, and he was very, very powerful, not only in Talmud and Halacha, but also in terms of political ifes. So with this we ended the shtickle, and now from here on to the Amud Beis, we're going to do a lot of focusing on exactly what constitutes hagrama and what constitutes shchita for purposes of halacha lemaisa, kosher or not kosher. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi machloikis, sheshochat shnei shlish vehigrim shlish v'bon and tzavik kula shchita v'ina v'tabas gedoyla v'yishu v'yuda sabar ruboy kikuloi. What is this all about? Now, although the Gemara uses the expression shnei shlish, the higrim shlish, lav dafka, it just means really a majority. The Gemara is chapping on shnei shlish, that it's nicker, you could tell clearly a majority. If you have a shoycha that checks 51%, even though it's kosher, but you might not be able to realize that you have the roiv, you might start being the fact that, is that really roiv? Or does that mean, it looks pretty close to halfway. So therefore, when you say shnei shlish, and you know for sure that you're above the majority in terms of the shechita. However, the Lashon HaGemara is lav dafka, it's just trying to go and tell us in graphic terms, and I know for sure that Ruboy was done correctly. The question is, do you go after Ruboy Kekuloy or not? Om Ravun Om Ravasi Machloike V'Shishochat Shnei Shlish. The Machloike between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is if you shechted 2/3 of the Tabas HaGdoyla, the Higrim Shlish, and you veered with your knife above the, after you finished 2/3, which really means after you finished the majority, and therefore it was kusha v'yusher, then the knife went and veered to the north into the shipakoiva area, in other words, above the tabas gedoyla area, v'nisavi kula shchita ba'inan be'tabas gedoyla. He required, based on halacha mishusinai, that the entire shchita be in the tabas gedoyla. If you go a little bit above, no good. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush in the sense that what happens if after he finished shechting 2/3, the shochet says, okay, I'm done, I don't want to do any more, I'm finished. It's more than 51%, so the rabbis would look and say, yeah, it was perfect, did a great job. He didn't sever the entire tabasik there, I don't need to. I did my 2/3, I cut the two simanim, the kana and the veshit, they were done perfectly, I'm done. By the fact that he continued on and he was magrim after it was already kosher, it's like kol ha-moisiv goyrea, or you always quote
kol
yeser kenotel dam, which of course is a tremendous chiddush. But that's what he's saying, that even though if you could stop the shoychet after 2/3, really after 51%, kushim you should stop. He decided he's going to continue on, and now the knife went a little bit to the north, that passels it. And again, it's all based on Lachal Moshe Sinai, because logically, once you tell me that he has shechted 2/3,
it's shechted.
It's shechted, it's kusha v'yusha. And anything above that or beyond that, it's like cutting into kosher meat. Just like when we eat meat on our tables whenever we have meat. I'm sorry, those vegans, they don't. But those that do eat meat from time to time. So every time they cut into the meat, was that the tabasa gdoila? Was that the sheep or koiva? Was that above? Was that below? Of course, that's all nonsense, because it's already kosher and then it's done. Here we're talking about that it was kosher, he shechted 2/3, everybody says, oh, what a great job. And then he just continued, and the knife went a little bit northward. Ay, 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 banan sabri, no good.
It's now... And Nina Ben Tidnes would say it's fine.
Absolutely, 100%. Exactly. Not even that, even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is going to say that it's kosher, because Ruba is kikule. Now, for those of you that have any doubts, if that's what we really mean, yeah. If you look at, go back to the Rashi in Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Rashi repeats it a couple of times, but you have, let's look back in the Mishnah for a moment, the Mishnah on the bottom, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Hashoich mitoicha tabas, Mishach the tabas and gdol, Vashir ba meloi chut al panei kula, as long as there are meloi chut al panei kula, it's kosher. In other words, keep that chut intact al panei kula, don't cut into it from the bottom, gunished. Then it's kosher. Look at the Rashi, Malechut, that's three lines before the wide lines in the Rashi. Malechut, Kalei Mekoldu, even at this, Malechut. A little bit you crashed through that wall with your sakin, possible. Avdim koidim shegomer es kula. Higrim es asakin letzad haroish. If before he finished, in other words, we're at 98%, 99% of the shechita. Before he finished, higrim es asakin, the sakin went a little bit on a detour. It veered the tzad haroish. V'yotem in a tabas, v'gomer es shechita lamalim in a tabas, she'enoi mokim shechita. That's the hagrama shenemra lamoishe misinai. Keywords. Even though the roiv hakana was done mokim shchita, and therefore it was kosher v'yosher. Pass the rabbanon hoyil the gomroi bipsol. So had he stopped at the nishchat roiv hakana, and of course nishchat roiv aveshin, if we'd stopped right over there, we'd have said shoychet, great job, take a break, take a coffee now. You'll continue shchita a little bit later. No. Say rabbanon. Since he continued on the Gomri Batul, he went above the Tabas Agdoila, Kate Kali Gemach. He ruined his Shechita. That's the Gevaldi Yechidish of the Rabban, and that's what the Gemara is now repeating over here. And we're going to have a couple of times the Gemara is going to go back and forth, as you will see. So, no. Gomri Bishimulay, Magram is Rabban, or we already said that. Getting back to now, we're up to Ya Omrav Huna Omravasi, Machloik Bishishachat, Shnei Shlish, that the Roiv, he shechted in the Tabas Agdoila. The Higrim Shlish, and a little bit you went above. You don't really need a Shlish, right? Rashi said even a Mashu. The Rabbanan Sabri, if you went above the Tabas Agdoila, Kul Neshchita Be'inim B'Tabas Agdoila, and if you went up a drop, parcel, no good. Rav Yosef Yudasavar, Rubai Kikuloi, as long as Roiv was within that Tabas, even though subsequently he went above, that's fine. So that's the case of Shochet Shnei Shlish. The Higrim Shlish. Now let's go in reverse. Avel Higrim Shlish, what happens if initially he was outside the Tabas HaGdoila? Abyssal, it doesn't have to be a Shlish. 2%, 5%, 10%. He started off the wrong way. Lamala mi Tabas HaGdoila. V'shochad Shnei Shlish, and then he shechted the 2 Shlish within the Tabas HaGdoila. Okay, so now, Roiv of the Shechita was within the proper place. Okay, the Rabbanan would that could be a problem. But according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rubai Kekula, Ebeshe, no, Dibri Akoy Upsula, even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's possible. Why? Chinafka Chiyusa Ba'inan Ruba B'Shchita V'Leka. At the point of, it's Nafka Chiyusa means when the animal is about to expire, because Roiv of the 2 Simonim have been Yishachden. At that point, it has to be Ruba B'Shchita, meaning the Roiv of the Shchita that was performed was within the zone of the Shchita. Since you did not have Roiv within the zone, because you had Higrim Shlish, or even 5%, you went and had Hagrama. So when you got to the 51% line, which was 46%, you shechted within the zone. But since 5% was above the zone. Kinaf Chiyusa. When the roiv hits, in other words, he's now sliced it 51%, now the animal is deemed to be dead because now it's lost its life. At that point, the roiv had to have been within the zone, and it wasn't because of the 51%, only 46%, 49%, 50% was within, but 1% was above the zone, and therefore hagrama and its possible black.
Like 49 or the 51% in Ruba, that doesn't make
the Ruba. Yeah, but it has to be 49 out of 100. You can't go 49 out of 51. 51
out of 100, but you only got 51.
So he started off above the Tabas HaGdoila, and he shechted over there. Let's take a nice number. 5% was above the Tabas HaGdoila. Then he continues on in the Tabas HaGdoila, and he shechts another 46%. As soon as 46%, we have now 5 and 46, it's 51. Bells go off. Okay, he did arrive. Shoichet stops. And then we look at the 51% and we say, the 46%, you did a great job, but that original 5%, that was in the Posula, no
of
parking
the
zone.
Sorry,
Nachum?
Rua of the Torah.
Rule of the Torah is, yeah.
Because you have 2 Rua.
You have 2 Rubas, right. So you have to have that the roiv of the 100% was within the proper zone, the 51%. And since only 46% of the 51% was within the zone, no good. So that says the Gemara, even a good Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara holds, it would be no good. This is the first quote-unquote Lashon of Rav Huna. Omli Rav Chizr said to Rav Huna, Adrabba, I could see fakert, a svara, just the opposite. Leimamar ipcha, machloikis b'shehigrim shlish v'shochat shnei shlish. You started off in the bad zone, in the no shchita zone, and you did your hagrama then, and then you completed the shchita within the proper zone. The vision you just saw about needing to have a chatzi kona hogum. This is kosher according to this new version, according to Rav Chizda saying to Rav Huna. Why would it be kosher? He says it's no worse than chatzi kona pogum. What it means chatzi kona pogum? Yet when we start the new perek on Daf Mem Beis, perek Elu Treifos, that mission is going to list 18 forms of treifa, and at the very beginning it says by a veishet. Veishet is the esophagus, the food pipe. Even the smallest little hole makes a treif. When it comes to the kona, it's got to be roiv. If roiv of it happens to be caught, then it's treif. A small hole doesn't do it. The windpipe apparently is more flexible, and therefore it can compensate for itself. Even though there's a hole in it, it kind of, the windpipe goes and tries to merge and cover over the hole and makes a big cover-up. And therefore,
it's less flexible because it has the cartilage and therefore it has more sustainability than the veishet, which is much more flexible because the food has to
So you're saying the flexibility is the other way around.
I think.
We'll have to ask the anatomical geniuses, Shachman, yeah, or anybody who understands these things better than I. For those that want to see very, very wonderful, beautiful pictures, they have in that additional book that we have, but I don't think it's helpful in understanding the Gemara. But by all means, take a look. So what does it say over here? So what happens if you had, in fact, a kona that was split 49%, not 50%, 49%. Still kosher. It's not right. Because as long as it's not right, kosher. You have now the shoychid who's shechting, and as he's shechting, he's going into the kona, and he happens to shecht on that spot where it was previously 49% already open. All he now has to do is cut another 2%, and now we have 51%. Says our Gemara, wouldn't Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agree that that would be a kosher shechita, even though he only did 2% of the shechita? Because 49% was already open. Now, that's not the problem of the shochet. It should be a kosher shechita, says the Gemara, says Rav Chizda Alibid Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That being the case, is the same thing with the hagrama. Even though 2%, 5% was above the zone, but as long as when he finished, when he got to the 51%, he shechted properly, it's no different, says Rav Chizda, than had it not been a hagrama situation, but that there was already a severed pipe situation in terms of the kona. Not totally severed, only 49, 46%, whatever. And now the shoychet finished off the last 5%. Would anybody say that it's not kosher? The shoychet got a fringe benefit. He didn't have to struggle so much in slicing back and forth, because when he came to the kona, it was already pre-slit up to 49%.
How is that possible? It's pre-slit.
On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would start the Shechita, another Kohen would finish it. So
but isn't there Shia? Isn't that possible?
No, if you practice it, you can do it without a Shia. But on Yom Kippur, we have the Kohen Gadol would take, and he would start the Shechita, and then in order to do the Kabbalah, another Kohen, a Kohen Hejo, or a Kostanka.
How is that not Shia? A little time passes.
If it's less time than it takes to do a Shechita, then it's not a Shia.
If I'm not mistaken, it's only after you finish 51%.
After you finish 51%?
I believe it's only after 51%.
So can you explain how this is in Shia, if there's 49% is done already?
If it's not 51%, the animal's not Shia. 51%. Legally, it's close to it, but it's not legally Shia.
The 46 originally that the Shohei found, that was kosher Shita.
Sorry, once again, sorry?
The 46% of the Shohei found came into question. It was Shita.
No. In the case of the Mugremes, the first 5% was above the Tabasak Doyla. That was bad zone. The next 46% was beneath that. Said our Gemara before, that would not work. Why wouldn't it work? Because you didn't have the majority within the proper zone. Said Rav Chizda, why? I don't see this being any different than if you started off with a kana that was pre-slit, that was also
kosher shechita or not?
Well, yeah, exactly. If, let's say 46%, even 49%, it was already open and it was already slit. How did I know? Either I didn't know, or when the sheikh was shechting, he realized, hey, wow, unbelievable. That Kodesh Baruch Hu helped me. I don't have to struggle so much in slicing. 49% has already been slit. And then he just finishes off the last 2%. The Gemara is going to tell us later that that works. Where is that Gemara? So Rashi says, and Yet Hashem, we'll get to it if you want to believe Rashi. Four lines before the wide lines, in Rashi Olu in the bottom. Midi dehave chatzi kana pogum, four lines before the wide line. Domrin lekaman, we're going to see Mitchum daf chavches. Harisho ye chatzi kana pogum meyeilav. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created that this kana should have in it a pegam, gum that it was already pre slit and had a hole in it. Vahoysev alav kol shehu. All he had to do was add a drop because it was already at 49.9%. It was already slit, still kosher, not treif. And then all he had to do was add a drop to get to 50.1%. The gomer shchitasik sheira, the avagav dechinafka chiyusa. Even though when this animal lost its life, it expired. La beruva b'shchita. It wasn't roy b'shchita. It was only 0.2% b'shchita. 99% was because it had a pre-existing gum in the pipe. Nevertheless, it's kosher. So Timur of higher gram the minyuta nami can be amahu. Says Rav Chisda, it's the same thing over here too. Even though there was 1%, 5%, whatever outside the zone, who cares? It's as if the kana had in it a slit, and now all I have to do is just finish it off. That's how.
Isn't the difference? Something is occurs as it were naturally.
Yes, yes.
And something that's cursed with koach adam. Then if a shachet does something with koach adam, it as it was invested with a halachic quality that naturally it wouldn't otherwise have.
So apparently that's what Rav Huna holds. That's why Rav Huna said, I don't agree to your parallel of saying that this is the same thing as chatzi kana pogum. But we're going to see that Rabbanan have yet another svar. Rabbanan, hasam mokum shchita, hachalav mokum shchita. There, in the case of the chatzi kana pogum, as long as it was within the zone, you're okay. But since there is this halacha l'moish mesina, that anything outside the zone is possible, if you started off with 1%, 2% outside the zone, I don't care if you do 99% within the zone. Hachalav mokum shchita. And at the time of the pasak chiyusa, when the animal begins to expire, the animal dies, at that point it has to be that roiv of the shechita that caused that was within the zone. But that wasn't the case, because 1%, 2% was above the zone. So therefore, no good. But when you're talking about a case of the chatzi kana that was pogum, good news, Rabbi said, it was within the zone all along. So even though it was 49% already slit, it doesn't bother me, because that's kosher, it's not right. And now when the Shaykh finished it off within the zone, Kusha v'yusha. So therefore, says the Gemara, I can therefore interpret the Machloikis, says Rav Chizit Rav Huna, not like you said that it's talking about, that Shnei Shlish was proper and kosher, and only at the very tail end it went out of the zone. We can go and say the Machloikis is punkfaker, just the opposite. That you started off your Hagroma outside the zone, you started your Shchita outside the zone, you finished it in the right place in the zone. So the Reish Yehuda, that works, because there's no better, no worse than if the kun had already been slit by 45-49%. No problem, just finish it off. See, here too, the Hagrama, it was in the wrong zone. Who cares? As long as at the time of the 51%, when you shechted, when Pasak Chiyusa, that was within the zone, that's good. Just like the case of the kun of Baga. But say, no. Since Halacha Mishnah, it's got to be within the Mokrim. Your chatzi kana pogum, it's a beautiful parallel. The moshul is givaldik, but it was not in the that was in the mokum shchita. That's why it works. But here, the hagram was not in the mokum shchita. It doesn't work. Says Rav Chisda, aval shochet shnei shlish vehigram shlish. The initial case, which is the case that Rav Huna said is the machloik, is where the shchita was poifik. Roiva's shchita was done in the mokum shchita, and then higram, and then afterwards he veered out and he did shlish. Because we look at the Rubai Kikulai, the Roiv of the Shchita, as soon as you get to 51%, everybody agrees it's kosher. The fact that it went and veered, who cares? It's no different than when we cut up our steak or our chopped meat or whatever we cut up. Whenever we eat meat, That's already after the shechita. You can do whatever you want after the shechita. It's different kolche. And Dor Tanan continues on Rav Chisda. And I'll bring you a raya, because we're going to have a Mishnah later on. Dalid, Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin, another week. Ruboy Shel Echad Kemoyu. That roiv is enough for shechita. That Ruboy Shel Echad Kemoyu is in a Mishnah talking about both Behema and Oiv. By Behema you need two simonim, but roiv is enough to the roiv of the two. Or if you only need one simon, but roiv of that is enough. So you see, you always go basar roiv. So if you have that shochat shnei shlish, which is more than roiv, 2/3, 51%, the higrim shlosh, and after that you were magen. Who cares? Vadin's kosher, because once you did ruvik kula, you're done. This is the pshat that Rav Chisda said to Rav Huna. Omli Rav Yosef, Yosef now responds, Man leima ulon, man neima ulon, to who ruba de hasan, lav Rav Yosef Yehuda, ketani ilam. Maybe that Mishnah that you're quoting, that everybody agrees, ruba shalachat kabay, not everybody agrees.
Yeah.
That's only Rav Yosef Yehuda.
Right.
Him Rav Yosef Yehuda, ketani ilam. And not the Rabban. And therefore the machlokes is stuck in a case of shachat shnei shlish, the higrim shlish, where even though Rubai, Shalachat, Kamai, Rubai, Kekolai, the Rabbanan disagree with that. Hamalei Abayis, Abayis says, Otoko, Rubai, Da Alma, Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, Ketanilu. Are you going to tell me anytime in Shas, from all the way from Masechtas Brochus until Masechtas Nida, and anywhere in between, whenever it says Rubai, Kamayu, you're going to go and say, oh, that must be Rabbi Yosef, Yehuda, and not the Rabbanan. Hamalei, come on, do me a favor. And no Rubai, the Shechita, Kamina. We're only talking about the halacha of Rubai Kekula and Ilchais Shechita. Well, yes, you're right. But Gabi, certain halachas Rubai Kekula, you only have to sever 51%, and then Kushav Yusha. But if you go beyond that into Ilchas Hagrava, then we don't go and say any more Rubai Kekula. At that point, we say 2% into the Hagrama, no parking, no Shechita zone. It's possible halacha l'moishe misa. This is the way initially Rav Huna presented it. Rav Chisda challenged it. Lishna Achrina is almost word for word like Rav Chisda just said, as you'll see. Lishna Achrina, Novel Loshin, Amri Lo, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav Asi, Machloikis, Shehigrim, Shlish, Vishochat, Shnei Shlish. The Machloikis is where we started off with the Agra. This is just the opposite of what we said before. Remember, Rav Huna, Om Rav Asi said, Machloikis, Vishochat, Shnei Shlish. The original Shechita was Hoifikt. The Higrim Shlish, at the end, he veered off. And then Rabbanan said, you have to be Kula Shechita. And Rabbi Yisrael said, no, Rubik is Kula. Here we're starting off the other way around. Oh.
You don't believe it. Somebody see me in the street, Jewish guy. He come with me. I try to get a camp. A Jewish guy. I tell him, come to synagogue. He's coming.
Oh,
yeah, I said, Tchulim. I love it.
Okay.
What is with the Krima Milan?
Yeah, you take a seat and you listen, okay?
So is this Machlokas of Yesh, Tchila Meshchita, or El Abasov?
I'm happy to be in Shul. Last time I was with him, was in a funeral.
Yeah. Never. Yeah.
It seems like we're into the machlokas of is shechita. When does shechita occur? From beginning to end, or only at the end? Because if it's hagrama before, if hagrama is before, and the shechita only occurs at the end, then it has one quality to it. And hagrama is material,
right?
But if
part of the shechita,
right. But if the shechita only happens at the end. Only happens at the end. Is that sort of underpinning this lishna kamaisa lishna achrina?
That's not the way the Mefarshim posited. What they posited is whether or not at the time of the pasuk chiyusa, at the time of the 51%, when the animals officially expired, no longer, do we say that all of that had to be based on kosher shechita? Or even if there was 1% or 2% mixed in that was not an appropriate shechita, who cares? As long as it's the final ending of this animal's life was at the time of a kosher shechita. So lishna achrina amrila, the second wide line in the bottom of the amid, second wide line, amrila om rav huna om rav asi machlokes shehigrim shlish, where the hagrama, meaning that it was out of the zone, was the first third or the first 5% or whatever. Vishachat Shnei Shlish, and then the continuation of the Shechita, the Rubai Kekulai, where was that? That was within the zone. It's no better, no worse than a situation where you have that the kana was already slit 49%. All the shoychet had to do was add another 2% to get to a kosher rubai shechita. That's already fine. See here too, even though the beginning of the shechita was not good, it was outside of the zone, who cares? As long as at the time of pasuk chiyusa, the time of shechting, it was in the zone, you're okay. It's no worse than the chatzi kana pogam. Rabbanan say no. Has the makam shechita. When you had the chatzi kana pogam, at least was in the zone of shechita, even though it was pre-geshachten, pre-slit, before the shoychet even began to start slicing. Doesn't matter. It was in the makam shechita. Hocha la makam shechita. Aval, in the case of shochet, shnei shlish, we started off that you shechted properly, two-thirds. Vigam shlish, and now it went off and veered into the shipui koiva lamala than the tabasik gaila. Thank you. Everybody would agree that kosher. Why? D'artanan, didn't we have a mishnah later on in Daf Chav Zayin? Rubi shel lechad kavoy. You go after rives. Doesn't everybody agree?
After Ravana.
Maskev Rav Chizda. Man leimelon dahu ruba tohasam la Rabbi Yishev Yehuda k'tani lo. Dilma Rabbi Yishev Yehuda k'tani lo. How do you say that everybody agrees? Divri Yaakov Sheir. We have a mishnah, Rubi shel lechad kavoy. Maybe that mishnah is only Rabbi Yishev Yehuda, not the Ravana. Amalei Rav Yosef, every time we're going to have a Mishnah Rubi Kekulei, we're going to say, Otto Kol Rubi Da Alma Rav Yosef Yehuda Tani Lo. Every time Rubi Kekulei, don't we all know Rubi Kekulei is in so many different facets of life, Rubi Kekulei.
Now, where's Talacha Moshe Mishinai interferes with it?
Exactly. Amalei, I know Rubi Deshchita Kamina, Deshmanalu De Pligi, Avad De Kolatei De Kulei. Everybody agrees to the concept of Rubi Kekulei. Sometimes we even say Miut Kekulei. For instance, on the seventh day of Shiva Chas V'Sholem, Muta Kekul is already enough. You don't have to sit half of the day in your one's already yoitz. So Vada Ruba Kekula is called a Terekula. But it got the Hilchish Shechita. Here we have a Machloikis. What's a Machloikis based on? Says Brother Shai, based on, huh? Aloha Lamoish Misinai. Good.
So,
exactly. So until now we spoke about one third and two thirds, or two thirds and one third. And if you thought we were out of this, we're now going to make it even slightly more complicated. Higrim Shlish. V'shachat shlish, v'higrim shlish, three-thirds altogether. You always have three-thirds, right? Higrim shlish, the first third was out of the zone. Shachat shlish, the shechita was done within the zone, the middle shlish. V'higrim, and then after that, again, he veered off to the north, and we have another hagrama yet again. So now he returned. So now, says he, Ravuna Omer Rav Ksheira, it's kosher. Rav Yehuda Omer Rav says it's prefer. Now, why one book? The important thing is we go and take our Polaroid moment. You ever hear that expression?
Magic moment.
Magic moment. When at the time of 51%, that's when pasak chiyusa, that's when the animal expires. Where were you at the time of the crime? Where were you at the time of the shechita? If the shechit was within the zone of kashrus, that's fine. So it's, you're right. Prior to that, Shechita, the first third, was Agram. After that was Agram. But at least at the time of Shechita, at that magic moment, it was within the zone, Pasuk Chiyusa, Kush. Yiram Arav, Treifa, Beinan Ruva B'Shechita B'Leka, you have to have that Roiv. It's not only important, the Nafka Chiyusa, it's also that when we got that Roiv, that Roiv consisted of proper Hilchais Shechita. Since part of that Roiv was B'Hagrama, no good. Shachat shlish, the higrim shlish, the shachat shlish. This is the mirror image, right? Until now we spoke about higrim, shachat, higrim. Now it's shachat, higrim, shachat. What happens now? Now remember, in the first case, it was Rav Huna Omer Rav arguing with Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. So both these are talmidim of Rav, and they're arguing what the Heiliger Rebbe Rav said. Rav Huna said the ikar according to Rebbe was Nafka Chiyusa B'Shechita. Said Rav Yehuda, no, the Ikka that Rav said, it's got to be the Roiv B'Shechita. So now we're going to have a reverse case. Shachat Shlish, the first Shechita, the first third was Kusha Shechita was in the zone. The Higrim, then he went out of the zone Shlish. So at the moment of the Pasuk Chiyusa, no good, it was not within the zone. The Shachat Shlish, and then he continued, the third was B'Shechita. So Roiv of the Shechita, the first third and the third were all Kusha B'Yusha. It's the middle one that was problems. Ah, So l'chol, it's just the opposite now. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kshayra, he holds it as kosher. What did Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say the first time?
It was treif.
He said it was treif. Oh, okay. Why did he say it was treif? Because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said you have to look at what you have a ruba b'shchita. In the first case, when you had higrim, shochat higrim, roi was b'hagrama, says Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, it's treif, because you have to have roi b'shchita. Here you have roi b'shchita, because the first third was shchita, third third was shchita, it was the middle, the hagrama was no good. As long as you go roi b'shchita, it's fine. After Shailu the Rav Huna, now they ask Rav Huna, Amalahu treifa, no good. Of course, Rav Huna is going l'shitasa. But Rav Huna said before that it has to be the nafka chiyusa b'shchita. So therefore, in the first case, he said, it's kosher. Why? Because although roi of it, exactly, even though roi was bagrama, but the middle shachat shlish was kosher, that's the nafka chiyusa moment, the magic moment, that's why he says kosher. Yeah, exactly. Here it's now forget. Here we're talking about that he was shochat shlish, higrim shlish, v'shochat shlish. At the magic moment, unfortunately, it was not b'shchita. The magic moment was in the improper zone, was hagrama.
But before it was Rav Huna Marav, Rav Huna Marav, here it's Rav Huna Marav, and Rav Huna himself.
Exactly right. That's perfect. I'm very happy that you said that. Says the Gemara, Shom Rav Yehuda Ikbid. Rav Yehuda heard Rav Huna saying that it was straight. Yeah. Rav Yehuda heard that Rav Huna said it's treif, and he got upset.
Why? Yeah.
Omar, so Rav Yehuda now says, Trifna u'mechshe. Whenever I say it's treifa, Rav Huna said it's kosher. U'machshan, when I say it's kosher, he says treifa. He says, punkt
faket. Don't eat by him, Rav Huna.
Yeah. So therefore, Rav Yehuda is upset at Rav Huna. And Rav Huna now is starting to have some regrets. And he has bad feelings about what he did. And he says to Rav Yehuda, Shaper kum mikbid, you were right for being makbid. Why are you right? Choda di ihu shmiyale minei derav. Rav Yehuda quoted the Heilige Rebbe Rav, v'anole shmiyale. And I did not quote the name of Rav because I taka didn't hear this. So I'm saying it on my own. If I'm saying it on my own, that's a chutzpah to go against the Heilige Rav, the Rebbe, that said that it's kosher, and I'm going to say it's treif. Rav Yehuda felt bad. Rav Yehuda has a good point. The first third was kosher shchita. The last third was kosher shchita. Rav Yehuda has a good point, and I, Rav Huna, want to now change my mind. Omer Rav Chizkiya, don't change your mind. Loit the Hederbach, stay.
Stick to your guns.
Stick to your guns. Why? Him Cain, because if you're going to say now that the Iker is Ruv v'shchita, you know what's going to happen? The came of Chadislalikamaisa. Then you're going to go and have to change your mind on the first halach as well. Because hot toli baha. What is the important thing? Is it Ruva b'shchita or is it Pasak Chiyusa? You got to choose one or the other. And if you're going to go and say now, oh, I changed my mind. If Yehuda Amar Rav is really right, then in the case we had Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish. Now, what was the second case? Second was forget. Yeah, Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish. If I'm going to agree that it's kosher, why? Because I'm going to say you go after Roiv of the Shechita, I don't look at the Pasuk Chiyusa. So then when we come to that original halacha, when we had Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, Higrim Shlish, how did I, Rav Huna, have the audacity to go and say it's kosher? Roiv of the total Shechita was Hagrama, was Pasuk, right? Higrim Shlish is first. The third Shlish was Hagrama, so then I would have to say that it's Pasuk. The fact that I said that it's kosher over there is because we don't look at the total picture and add together bad Hagrama. Or we go at the Shas Chiyusa. No, if we go Shas Chiyusa, then in the second case we should also go Shas Chiyusa, and then it's straight. So therefore, Sir Rav Chizkiya, stick to your guns, because if you're going to change from Chiyusa to Roiv Shechita or not, then you're going to have to change your halacha in the first case. Okay, so he'll change his focus. Yeah, but there he heard the name of Rav. So therefore, what Rav Chizkiya basically is saying is, even though you didn't hear the second time in the name of Rav, if you're going with the attitude, with the approach, that we're going after the Kinafke Chiyusa approach, then it would apply in both cases, not only in the first case, in the second case as well. So therefore, stick to your gut. Yim Keng, Masl Kamaisen, you'll have to change your mind in the first, and the first case you talk about in the name of Rav. Zok Dimar, so what's Takhlip Shat? Awesome, my time to come machshirus. Why were you machshir the first time? Because you focus not on the ruba. Chinafka chiyusa bechsheira kanafka. Ochanami chinafka chiyusa ba'agrama kanafka. And that's why when you said originally, Rav Huna, that it's treif, you were right. Because since the middle guy was the hagroma in the zone and out of the zone, and therefore that's taka treif. You're 100% right, so don't change your mind. Zokti mor baita. So that was the end of that discussion. We back and forth. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Rav Ikler, Rav Nachman, the Surah. Rav Nachman comes to the city. Surah, Poimenein, they asked him, we just learned the sugya. What do you think? Shochet shlish, the higrim shlish, the shochet shlish mal. First, third was good shkita. Hagrom in the middle, shkita at the end. Do we go basa, roiv shkita, and have 1/3, 2/3 kusha? Or do you go a pasa kiyusa, and that was in the hagroma in the middle? Amalahu. Isn't that the famous of Blazer Bar Minyumi? Tiom Reb Blazer Bar Minyumi. Shchito Asuya Kimisrik or Kimisarik is Ksheira. A Misrik is a comb. And my combs are all straight teeth one after the other. But apparently there are combs that are also a little bit of a zigzag. And they go and they veer to the right. In other words, you can have like a Z that it zigzags in and out. Goes in and goes out. So he's saying, Loza ben Minyumi said that if you watched a shechita and then after that you look in the mokum shechita and you see everything was sliced perfectly, but it wasn't a clear cut from top to bottom, a vertical cut, but he did like a bit of a zigzag in the middle of the shechita, but it was all fine. And all, you know, eventually he severed both of the simanim, 51% kusha v'yusha shechita suy kimisrik is kshay. And so therefore, the fact that it went in and out, he shechted initially, and then he went hagrom, he went out, then he came back in. So it's like a misrik, it's like a comb. And the Meribidozim Ben Yumi said, the shechita, so he can misrik, is kosher. So, I don't understand your question. We have a psaka, Meribidozim Ben Yumi. Says, Yomar, what's the right? The Tumma Mokim Shechita. Maybe when we're talking about that zigzag, it was all within kosher. The
shibroma no danger.
Exactly, right. It was all within the zone. He just kept on zigzagging within the zone. Who cares? So therefore, that's why it says it's kosher. The Gemara, the mokum shechita, my lemma, what's the chiddush? As long as he sliced it, and okay, he went to the right and the left and back and forth. Who cares? As long as ultimately he did it properly. To amar, the same avinu shechita mifuras v'leka. Shechita mifuras, as Rashi means, that it's open and crystal clear. That it was a beautiful cut. So Rashi about halfway down. Mufras Megula v'nikeres. Megula, that it's open, revealed, v'nikeres, and you can discern and see clearly with your eyes. Wow, look at that slice straight down the middle. Shh, beautiful. But if it's zigzagging, you kind of have to examine a little bit and ooh, look, went to the right and the left. So I might have thought that that would be possible. Kamashalani, he said, that's all fine. But maybe it's only fine within the zone. We do not have a raya to a case where he zigzagged out of the zone. We shochet shlish, higrim shlish, shochet shlish. No raya from Reb Loza Bar Minyumi.
Rashi's quoting from this week's Sedra. Rashi's not quoting from this week's Sotah.
Very good. Which you're right, but there's no this week's Sedra. It's really next week's Sedra.
Sotah?
Rashi's not saying.
Right?
This Shabbat is all related.
We've been Asher Tasher.
Or we'll call him Chor.
Oh, thank you, thank
maybe
you.
Maybe it's after that because it's
Shabbos. Thank you, thank you. The next Sedra, it's the next Sedra.
No,
thank
no
you,
problem.
Thank you.
But you're talking to our Israeli friends. Shlomo's here. This Shabbos,
they're
we had a gentleman here this morning who visited us and was davening with us. He's from Eretz Yisrael. And he asked me, is there a possibility of finding here on the west side a minyan that's going to lane?
Precious Nesu, it says more far behind. Right.
Yeah. In Brooklyn, yeah, they have minyanim, and I'm sure Muncie they have minyanim, I'm sure Lakewood has minyanim, but here in the west side, we're not zochet or something like that yet.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to continue on. Yeah, no shechita. Okay, so now you see the simon b'chad, and we're going to continue after that. Yosef Reb Abba Achoyed Rav Kahana. Yosef of Kahana, Kamid Rav Yehuda. Yosef of Kahana, Shochet Shlish. The Higrim Shlish. The Shochet Shlish. Mao, what's the deal? Omele Shechitosik Sheh. Shechita is kosher. Why is the shechita kosher? Because rubai b'shechita, right? The first third, second third.
Not like the nafla yusha.
Exactly. Yeah. What happens now? Forget higrim shlish, b'shochet shlish, the higrim shlish. Now you have roiv is hagroma, but the chiyusa was shechita. Mahu amle shechita sepsula. So that is consistent with what we had. If you hold that the ikur is the roiv, the rubai kikulai, then we have rubai kikulai, shochet shlish, higrim shlish, shochet shlish. It's kosher. 2/3 were b'kashrus. In the second case, where higrim shlish and then shochet shlish, higrim shlish 2/3 was bagrama, no good. She doesn't. Nushtikl. Shochel mokim nekiv not mahu. This is what we had already in the Amid Aleph, right? that he shechted, and he found that there was a pre-existing nekev, and he just continued going forward. The nekev was even 48%, 49%. The animal was still kosher. And then he finished it off, now only chadasik shein. What happens if the other way around? Shochad, he shechted on the top of the kana we were shechting. Perfect kana was nice and smooth and nice and healthy and nice and good. And he shechted 51%. And then he discovers underneath that, that after he shechted his very diligently in the kana, then he feels, hey, it's open over there. I'm not cutting anything anymore. It's just open air because it was a nekev on the bottom. Amalei, what's the case? What's halacha now? Shchitosi psul. Now it's possible. Ozu Reb Abba Amar Kameid Reb Blazer. Reb Abba repeated this in front of Reb Blazer. Ozu Reb Blazer Amar Kameid Reb Yochanan, who was his Rebbe. And Amalei, and Reb Yochanan says, I heard what you said, but Maishno, what difference does it make? As long as he shechted properly, who cares if the nekev was at the outset or the nekev was at the end? Abba Lamaisa, he shechted. And the fact that it had a neck of pre-existing is le'mal of le'moided, because it was less than roiv. So who cares? Up, down, back. Hamalei, I'll tell you the svar. Shachar b'makim nekev nasa k'mi sheshachar oivik k'chavim v'gomai Yisrael. He's trying to give us an example. And he's saying a parallel, like a mushal. If you shachar b'makim nekev, so what happens? That means that previously it was already pre-slit 49%. So instead of having the Rabbi Nishlag and pre-slit in this animal, Mahavdal, a guy went and he shechted. He only shechted 49%. He didn't ruin it, because until 51%, it's kosher, right? A nekev in the kana is kosher, as long as you don't have nifsik rubai. So it's kosher. The Gom Yisrael, now Yisrael finished it off. So what would be the din? It should be kosher, because the fact that the Ovik Chavim did the first 49%.
It's meaningless.
Who cares? Nothing happened. It's still a kosher animal. It's like the Rabbeinu Shalom caused it there to be a psik, a severance, a slit in the neck of the animal, in the kana of the animal. As long as it's not more than roiv, we're okay. And now the Yisrael finished it off. We set it in the Omer Aleph. That's okay. On the other hand, shachar d'poga by nekev, if the Yisrael started off and he's shechting away, and then at the bottom there's a neck over there, nasa k'misha shachar Yisrael v'gama oivik k'chovim. It's as if the Yisrael started and the goy finished it off. Because when you got to the Pasuk Chiyusei moment, that magic moment, that was no longer the Yisrael shechting, that was already the pre-existing slit, which is as if a goy had shechted it. This is how Reb Lozer explained it to Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan was not impressed. Kori Alei, and he started saying, Oy v'kechavim, oy v'kechavim. Rashi quickly points out, not that Chas V'Sholem, Reb Yochanan was calling him Reb Lozer, and he wasn't calling Reb Lozer, Chas V'Sholem. He was just saying, this marshal that you're trying to give of that, if there was an existing nekev from the top or nekev from the bottom, come on, let me go. Don't bother me. I don't hold of this svara whatsoever. Amar Rava, so Rava now is defending Reb Yochanan. He says, Shapi kori alei ayv kachom. He's 100% right by saying, goy. I'm like, wow, what does a goy have to do with this? Bishloi mahasam, midahav leili Yisrael mishchat ruba falei shachat. In the case where, the second case, where the yeet started off and he did 48, 49%. But he didn't finish it off. And who finished it off? It was the goy that finished it off. So the Yisrael should have shechted ruba falei shachat, and he didn't. So then it was the goy that caused ultimately the shechita of the 51%. And that's why it's possible. But in our case, he did a perfect job in what he shechted. Who cares that we started off with a nekev at the top? So he didn't have to struggle and shecht 51%. He only had to shecht 2%, because 49% was already slit. Mali poga by nekev at the end of the shechita, that he first started off 40%, 48%, whatever, and then he didn't have to finish off because underneath it there was an existing nekev. Who cares? I mean, it's not shechting it. It's not that the Yisrael was lazy in any way or negligent and said, you know, go, you finish it off. No. The reason why it got finished off that way was because it's a pre-existing hole. It's my fault, says the Shaykh, that there was a hole and made my life easier. I didn't have to keep on slicing. It was already done. So no difference. And therefore, Rava defends Rabbi Yochanan and says, in both cases, it shouldn't make a difference Whether you start off with the nekev, end it off with the nekev, shechita soi kishera. And now the good news is from here till the end of the daf is much, much simpler. We don't have to go into hagrama, shlish, lamal, lamata, all these wonderful things. We're now going to talk about the differences between shechita and malikas ho'oif. You all remember we learned about this back already in Masechet Zvachim and a little in Menachos. Now what's the difference? The shechita, of course, is from the front of the neck, and the malika is from the back of the neck. Shechita involves a chalif, a socket. Malika involves the fingernail of the kohen. Exactly, the kohanim, exactly, in the back. And now the question is, what happens if you mess things up and you do a malika in front or you do a shechita in back? No good. Even though the shechita in front is perfect, if you do the malika in the front, in other words, the kohen, instead of piercing with his nail in the back of the neck, he starts from the front. No, but my shechita works. Mazel tov, that shechita. Malika doesn't work. What happens if the kohen? Sorry.
Do shechita with a nail.
If you did a shechita with a nail,
if it's attached,
we had it.
Right. If it's attached, it's puzzled.
Exactly.
If it's detached, it's kosher.
Because in the halacha mechuber, according to Rabbi, the mechuber is no good. Because we learn from veikach the mechelas, or the other pasuk according to Rabbi Newman, or you at the other one, or you at here, whatever. Or Landau and Newman. Ah, yes, okay. Anyway, all very gishmak. So back into the Mishnah now. So says the Mishnah, Hashoichin min hatzidodim. And hatzidodim means not in the front of the neck, but the side of the neck. But he shechted, he did a great job. And he shechted both simanim within the tabasak doyla, within the shipa koiva, wherever, no hagroma issue. He shechted, kosher shchidosik sheh. Hamoylik min hatzidodim li kosei psula. Milika has to be from the back, mul or poi. Mulik is koi mul or poi, it has to be from the back. You did it from the side, no good. Li kosei psula. If you shecht it from the back of the neck, shkitas ipsula. Hamoylik mina oirev, mulikasik sheira. If you do the mulik in the back, even though the lashon of the Mishnah is, you want to drink?
Yes, I want. I need water.
Okay.
David,
seltzer.
No coffee.
seltzer.
Would you also like some seltzer, my friend?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. Great.
Only David.
Okay.
God have it
all. Amen.
So back to the Mishnah once again. Yeah, seltzer, good. So Hashoichet mena oidef, if he shechted from the back, shechitas psula. Even though ultimately he reached the simanim and he shechted them, it's possible. Hamoidek mena oidef, if you do the malika from the back, milikosik sheira. The words milikosik sheira are a little bit shver, because not only it's b'diyev milikosik sheira, that's what you're supposed to do. So Rashi says, agav, since it says in the first case, Shoichet mena oidef, shechitas psula, even b'diyev, it's possible. That's what you're supposed to do from the back of the neck. Exactly. If you go and shecht from the front, that's what you're supposed to do. It's not just chitosik sheder. However, he did the malika menetzav, means from the front, because it's psulim. And now the Mishnah repeats l'chayy devarim pshutim. The back is perfect malika. The tzaver is kosher b'shchita. Nimtza kosher b'shchita, pasul b'malika, kosher b'malika, pasul b'shchita. Rashi says all of these words at the end of the Mishnah L'chayra are Iberic. What do we need to say? Ayin b'gemara miyat Hashem, we'll see. Anyway, these two are mirror images of each other. Never the twain shall meet. That means wherever malika is good, shchita is pasul. Wherever shchita is good, malika is pasul. Okay, so now that we've gone through that, the Mishnah used the expression Yeshoichin mina oiref or moidik mina oiref. What's the definition of oiref? We know it means in the back. Where in the back? My oiref. Ilayim oiref mamosh. Oiref mamosh means the back of the head, which is the back of the face. My ear Yeshoichin afil moidik nami. That also doesn't work because mimul arpay amrachman avloi arpay. What means mimul arpay? So in Hebrew, our Gemara is telling us oiref means the back of the head. The head means the face is the front of the head, and the
180 degrees behind.
Exactly.
It's the back of the back. It's the same word usually for stiff neck.
Oh, very good. However, our Gemara tells us that the word oiref is not the neck, the back of the neck, which is the way we normally translate it. The oiref means the back of the head, which means the upper part above the neck. That we talk about, the malika is done at the neck, in the back of the neck, is because the Torah uses the expression mimul arpay. Mimul. Mul, normally we translate as being opposite, Here it means kind of corresponding or facing below, below. The Oref. And here it means below, below the Oref. Good. Zokti Yimara. So it's not only that Oref is no good for Shechita, Oref is not good for Malika either. Because my Malika has got to be Mul Arpay Amarachmana Falei Arpay. And therefore, when we said in our Mishnah, my Oref, when we said that you can do a Malika Min Oref, we really mean Min Mul Oref. Kiriktani Seifa, like it said in the Seifa. Kala Oref Kosher Le Malika. What we mean, of course, is not the upper part of the head. What we mean is the neck area, which is the mul arpa. Break the manani mili. How do you know that that's the real explanation? The Torah Rabban says in the pasuk mul arpa, the mul harayes ha'oyrif. That part that faces the oyrif, not the oyrif itself, the one that faces it and sees it. V'chein oymer v'hu yoishim yimuli. What is this referring to? Balak sending a message to Bilam. He's saying that Klal Yisrael is facing me. They're on the other side of the border and they're going to attack and they're challenging. Oh, so you see that the word mul means opposite or facing. V'oimer, and I have another right. It says the Pasuk, Kipanu Elay Oyref V'loy Panim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel is saying in Yirmiyah that Klal Yisrael is sinning. Panu Elay Oyref, they show the back of their neck and they're not showing their face. Frey Temara Mai V'oimer. What do we need the other V'oimer? We already have V'hu Yoishim Yimuli.
The Torah, what we need Navi for?
Exactly. Every Temara, V'chitayim Ha'oirav Kufa Le'yadinan Heichad Teneidem Muldidei Heichad. We don't know yet exactly where the Oirav is. I know where the Mul Oirav is. Mul Oirav is facing the Oirav, but I don't know where the Oirav is. Maybe the Oirav is your knees or your toes. What do I know what the Oirav means? So maybe V'chitayim Ha'oirav Kufa Le'yadinan. I don't know where the location of the Oirav is. Heichad. The neda that I should be able to extrapolate muldi deheicha tashma. That's why we have the final pasuk. Kipanu alay oyref leipanim. While the oyref lahadi panim. Oyref and panim are facing each other from the front and from the back. In other words, any terms of a person, his face is his panim, and his back, the oyref part means the back of the head
directly behind.
Directly behind. And lahavla the same thing by a bird. The front of the bird where it has its beaks and its eyes. That's the front. The back of the head, that's the oyref. But that is not the kosher place to do the malika. The malika has to be mul arpay, which is beneath that, at the tzavar, at the neck level. I'm a b'nei rabchiyah. Mitzvahs malika machsus yimanim l'achira oyref. Who might? B'nei rabchiyah on the surface is saying something which is fantastic. Or the young generation would say, amazing. Mitzvahs Maliki, you know what you have to do for Malika? Machsus Yimanim, you have to go and move the windpipe and the food pipe from the front of the bird, and you have to twist it and move it to the back of the neck. L'achoyre oyref u'moik, and then you do the Malika. Because normally, how does a Kohen do the Malika the way we learn it? He cuts through the back, it's the skin, of course, and then they have what's called the mafrekis. Mafrekis is the equivalent of the spine, the spinal column. Right, the spinal column. And then when he goes through the spinal column, he eventually... Exactly right. And eventually, after he goes through the spinal column, he reaches the two simanim in front, and then he severs them after he's already severed the mafrekis, and then he goes into the simanim. No. And Rabbi Chiya said, have the simanim go first. Take the front of the windpipe.
Pull it back. Like, you have to pull it. A kasha shel migdash. It's a lot harder than you thought.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard. Somehow he's going to have to push it with his finger, put it to the back. Anyway, so that's mitzvah malika machsir simon lachayra oyer for moik. Now the two versions. Ikari amri af machsir. When it says B'nai Rechia said that that's the way to do it, they meant to say that's also kosher. Not that you have to do it that way. That's ochir. Ikari amri machsir dafke. No, you have to dafke go and put the simonim in the back. So the woman stavre keman di ama af machsir. To go and say dafke you have to be machsir. That's a shver pshat. Why? We might. Meditani says the Mishnah Shoychem Min Oyrev Shchitas Ipsulim. Hamoylik Min Oyrev Maybe Kasek Sheira. The Yisal Kedaitach Machzir Davke. If you're telling me Machzir Davke, it has to be. You have to move the Simanim to the back for purpose of Malika. My Iri Moylik Afel Shoychem Nami. So then, by the Shoychit case, also it's talking about that you push the Simanim to the back and then you shechted it in the back. So why Shchitas Ipsulim? Shchitas should be kosher because the important thing is that he shechted the two Simanim. And you're going to tell them, no, it has to be the Mokum HaTzavar. No, it doesn't have to be Mokum HaTzavar. Why? Because our Mishnah said, even Mokum HaTzedodim, even from the side, Shechitas HaKshayim. So now if you're able to maneuver and put these two pipes in the back and shech them over there, it should also be kosher. The important thing is that you shechted those two pipes. In fact, by Shechitas Oifem, we need one pipe. But the point is, he's so good to mach the davke, my ear, you might have to the shechit, nami, raf shmamina, af machzer, or masnizim, but a loya hader. That when they, the Bnei Reb Chiya said, you can do it that way, not that you have to do it that way, you can do it that way. But Amish is talking about that you did not do the simanim that way. You left them in the front. Oh, so then by Malika, that you do the oirif is fine. You do the shechita from the front is fine, but don't do the shechita from the back, from the oirif, because the simanim are not there, and it will not be a kosher shechita, but do it from the front. And then she tosses it shayra. Stop over here, but Omer Rabbi Yanai. Have a wonderful day. Shkoyach to you.